The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Me'a brachas, brachas bo'ya priya eit, bo'ya priya doma. We are now continuing with two more brachas, brachas ha'nehenim, Bari Priya 8 and Bari Priya Adoma. We know the general rule that the Gemara says that there's a svara, Basar lehenos me'olam hazeh b'loi bracha. That is the source of making a bracha before eating food. If the Moses written the Torah, it's after you eat. But before you eat, the svara, one is prohibited to have pleasure from this world without making a brochim. Gemara Darshin, Tashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, Gorotin, Samus, Neyadon. When did he give the Oret, Nosan, of Neyadon? There's another passage that says, even the Oret, Hashem, Oret, and Eloyot, even the Oret is Shayach to Hashem. So when do we have that transformation from the Oret to become something that belongs to us by the fact that we make the bracha? That makes a transformation. And if we don't make the bracha, then the Gemara says we're like stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea behind this, there's many ideas behind this. One of the ideas behind this is Hashem didn't have to create the world that we have to eat food. He could have made the world in a fashion that he just survive by ourselves. Hashem is HaKol Yochel. He can do whatever he wants. The reason why he created all these things that we have to eat and created the body that is lacking these things is so that we should have a daily interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the fact that we're lacking something and then we receive and we have what we are lacking, that deepens our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Deepens our recognition of the Hashkocha that Hashem has upon us, builds up our bitachon in Hashem, gives us that wonderful feeling that I didn't have to have this, and I do have this, and it's brought to me by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if we just eat without thinking of what we're doing, even for mumbling a brachah, so that then we are using the food not for the purpose Hashem created it for. Because once again, if Hashem just wanted to give us energy, he created us as an internal combustion machine, or a machine that doesn't need any energy at all. Anything is possible. Hashem can do anything he wants. The reason why he created us in a situation that we're lacking the source of energy that we need, like we said, for us to use it as a way of maintaining our keshur with Hashem. And the Kamavar is not just something we're doing for Hashem, we're doing it for ourselves. Because the best thing we can do for ourselves is have a deeper connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way Hashem set up the world. That's in the Gemara. Because Baruch Hu is Avir L'Tfilotim Shel Tzadikim. Hashem has a tremendous desire for the Tfilos of Tzadikim. Sometimes we doubt those things. We don't always get them. One of the reasons we don't get them sometimes is because Hashem wants us to daven more. And to act with them more. And the same idea is with Baruch Hu. The chinuch brings by mitzvah bracha. It's the Muslim that forgets all the brachas. Because Baruch Hu wants us to make a bracha because through the bracha, we are zeicha to a bracha from Hashem. If we say that this thing is not something I just eat without thinking about, or think it's something I think that magiali, I deserve, belongs to me, but I appreciate it, it's a tremendous gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you are relating this to me, you are saying this bracha before you eat it, I'm going to give you a bracha. That's why Hashem wants us to make a bracha, because Hashem wants to give us unlimited good. This is one of the ways that we open up the gates of goodness upon ourselves and making the bracha. But that's a shari bracha in making the bracha. Rabbani has to be the kavanah. So by holding that fruit in my hand, one should hold it before he makes the bracha. Or the vegetable, whether it's in my hand or in my fork or in my spoon. take out a second to be mitzvoyin, and it's this beautiful, amazing thing that Hashem created for me. It has so much in it. Whether it be that apple that I'm holding, and I look at its color, texture, smell, taste. So many things Hashem put into that he didn't have to. Hashem could have created the world, like we said before. Not that I manage by myself, and if not, I need something. So through that, we will always have an interaction with Hashem, because I always need that thing. So the thing that I need, Hashem could have made it, everything is all the same. I have some liquid with a bad taste and some solid with a bad taste, and have to eat that every day. We'll still make a broth on that also, because once again, it's not Muzan Ne'elab, it's not going to sit by itself, so Hashem will give me that food. So the Maisa, all I have is the energy out of this, and I wouldn't have any pleasure out of it. Hashem wanted us to enjoy this world also, and use our enjoyment and our pleasure in this world as a way of appreciating even more so. And by appreciating more so, then He'll give us more good, which is the final goal. And He should be made to us, that's what He wants. That's what Hashem put into it, this apple, like we said, the color, the taste, the smell, the texture. And same thing with everything we're eating, with every vegetable we're eating. Boy, the talent, if you just think about it, you put a seed in the ground, and it grows in a big tree, which is just wood and leaves. And then once a year, and some trees even 2 or 3 times a year, suddenly this fruit starts coming out of it. Amazing mechanism that Hashem sent into it, that knows at this time of year, suddenly bring out fruit. You know, we're so used to looking at these things, with they love, but it's not so. It's, you know, a piece of wood suddenly makes this beautiful fruit. And well, Hashem said a setup also in the modern world, that we don't have to grow it ourselves, we just go to a store and pick it up. So many other people think they're there for us. Well, they went into it. It's an amazing thing that the human body, this thing, a cute thing, is made up primarily of 4 elements. As we know,
Kol Halashon.
Hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. That accounts for over 99% of our cells. These 4 basic elements. And an interesting thing, if you look at most of us remember from our youth, something called the periodic number. Oxygen is 8, carbon is 6, hydrogen is 1, nitrogen is 7. If you look at the gematria, they have 22. Which 22, as we know, the 22 letters of the alphabet. Nothing is just the mikveh happens to be that way. Everything is, we know that the world was created with the 22 letters of the alphabet and life. Human life and all animal life is basically to match all these 4 elements. The 4 also are known in Chazal as also Shem Havayah. It's just interesting things to note. All these things, you think of them, carbon is a charcoal, you use it for making a mango, barbecue, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, the gases. And that can make a whole person. But that's the way Hashem made it. The things that appear to be just a bunch of gases or a piece of wood, if you combine them in the right fashion, even from that, you can make a complex human being with all the things we have, all the proteins, the DNA, all the different things we have, primarily from these 4 things. Maharal says, like Kobonis, one of the ideas of the Kobonis is we take this animal, very complex animal, looks like it's made up of so many different things. We bring it as a carbon, and the end of it is just ashes. To show us that everything really starts from one point. It looks complex now, but it starts from one point. One simple point, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Echod, Shmoy Echod, and the whole Bria and complexity are just certain creatures that Hashem put in this world, that they themselves started simple, and they just combine some different complex ways, and they form the complex beings that exist ourselves. In any event, and like we're saying, in the plants that we eat, we have these four things. We have the four the sugars of that are in these foods. And the nitrogen is also there. Plants have a special toyah that has been put into them to take nitrogen that is very common in the air and do something called nitrogen fixation. Use it and to make into different types of molecules that make it usable by plants and afterwards animal life and everything we have. Without that nitrogen, we can't live. No protein exists without nitrogen. And to make that, we have all kinds of different things that have been put in the world. You know, we have in these potatoes and the rotas that we eat in, all the different types of metals. You think, well, I'm eating metals? But you can't live without these metals. With iron, a person can't survive. You know, that the blood has hemoglobin in it. Without that iron, but the iron is more primarily from meats and things. But there are vegetables that have it also in it that are higher in iron. The metal has a special nature that it can attract the oxygen to it and transport it from one place to the next. The hemoglobin takes iron more than 50 times more than if you try to put hemoglobin, hemoglobin takes oxygen and transports it in a fashion 50 times more efficient than you would be able to do without it. This little piece of iron, you think, what does iron have to do with anything? You know, copper is something that we can't live without copper also. It's necessary for many, many vital life functions. And even we're going to think you get copper from, yeah, you have copper. Even chocolate, if the real chocolate has copper in it. The green vegetables have copper. The North has it. Well, things that we don't even think of, that Hashem made such a complex thing that the more you pay attention to, you see the deployment. And how much of these metals do we have in our body? Iron and copper. It's a tiny, minute amount of, they call them trace elements. But that tiny amount manages to find itself in the right place and keep the body alive. There's a whole bunch of other metals also. Magnesium, manganese, something called molybdenum. I don't even know how you pronounce it. But it's also, without that, life would not exist. It's also part of the process of processing the nitrogen. It doesn't make a difference. But when I'm eating this food, I look at this food, and I look at every piece of food, every vegetable I'm having, as we said, aside from the external part, that is pleasurable, enjoyable, aside from that has the basic carbohydrates in it, each one of it has all kinds of different vitamins and these minerals in them. And if more than that less, you can do your own research. But that's what's happening. Hashem is giving me everything I need. There's a vitamin called vitamin B12. We all know that. It's a lot of us taken independently. We don't need enough in our food. Which also, that's primarily from livestock, fish, and meat, and chicken. But some plants have it also. Vitamin B12 has something called cobalt. You all know what cobalt is. What cobalt? I need cobalt to live. Yeah, you need cobalt to live. This is why Hashem made it. Hashem wanted us to pay attention that it's not even clear how many of these we need in order to survive. There's so much we need, and it's all embedded in there without us even thinking of it. So once again, before we eat next fruit or next vegetable, we make that problem. Remind ourselves, Hashem set up the world in this fashion that I have these things that have so many different complex things within them that give me what I need to survive. And Hashem set it up in this amazing fashion because Hashem wants us to pay attention to this and appreciate it. And aside from the energy it has and the vitamins and the minerals, it has that second factor of the beautiful look and smell and taste and texture. And that's what I'm thinking to myself. Oh, Kodesh Baruch, I'm so thankful for you that you set up the world in such a fashion. And Baruch Hashem, that I have this in front of me. There are times that people didn't have what to eat. Baruch Hashem, we have what to eat, and we have abundance, all types of fruits and vegetables. All this goes into the feeling of Baruch Hashem, I have what I need.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.